Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Thanks for joining us a Wednesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wiza joining us this evening. On today's program, with less than a week before the Lansing City Council must vote on the budget, is Mayor Bernero's administration giving them all the information they need to make their last-minute decisions? I'll ask Councilmember Carol Wood. And U.S. citizens being subjected to secret and illegal mind control experiments. Yes, it happened, and the CIA was behind it. I'll be joined by the son of one man who was one of the unwitting subjects of the program. But first, Michigan State University Professor of Economics Charles Ballard releasing the latest results of the State of the State survey. It's a quarterly poll of more than 1,000 Michigan residents. That happened today. So what is the mood across the state, and is our state budget surplus being viewed as hope for the future? To find out, I'm joined by Charles Ballard. Dr. Ballard, thanks for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. Glad to be on the program.
Now, you've been conducting the survey since 1994. How do respondents feel about Michigan's financial futures compared to their outlook, let's say, for the past several years?
Well, this is the best survey that we've had in a number of years. You know, the economy had a very tough spot in much of the last decade. Now, finally, in the last 2 years, we've had job growth. We've added about 150,000 jobs in Michigan since things bottomed out a little bit more than 2 years ago. And that's reflected in these latest numbers. We had 54% of our respondents say that they had that their current financial situation is either excellent or good. That's the highest since 2005. And then we also asked people, how do you think you're going to be a year from now? And there's a lot of optimism, more optimism than we've seen since 2004. 61% of them said that they believe they will be better off a year from now than they are now.
Well, 54% say excellent or good, although we do have quite a few people that are certainly still struggling here in Michigan. Is there any sense
about
those at the bottom, how many are there, and is it still a significant number?
Oh, yeah. There are still plenty of folks who said that their situation was not so good or even poor. And I should note that in almost every survey that we've taken, we have some people who have incomes over $100,000 who say, my situation is not so good. And we have people with incomes below $20,000 who say my situation is good. So it is subjective. It does depend upon your particular what you've come to expect. But I think what's going on here is our unemployment rate was at 14. It's now down to 8.3. That still is way too high. That still means a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people in Michigan, even if they have a job, are not making huge amounts of money. But it's the brightest that we've seen in a while after a very tough decade.
Now, what do respondents say about the state's tax policy, the elimination of the MBT? Is there a consensus that eliminating the Michigan business tax was the right thing to do?
Well, we haven't had questions explicitly about the MBT. We do ask in every survey for approval of the governor's performance, and I think that has to be at least a part of what goes into people's evaluations of Governor Snyder. His numbers, when he first came in, his very first survey, he had 44.5% favorable, either an excellent or a good rating. But his favorables did reduce substantially during that very first survey a year ago after he came out with his budget. I think a lot of folks were thinking, here's a new guy, he's going to solve our problems and it's not going to cause any pain. But of course he had to balance a budget and he did have a very substantial change in the taxes. His favorables fell in the next survey, and they fell a lot more in the one last fall. Now, this time they've ticked back up to 33% favorable. Not great ratings, but better than the 19% favorable that he had last fall.
Other than this 54% that feel that their financial conditions are excellent or good, are there other indications in the survey of residents feeling that things are much better now than they were a year or two ago?
Another question that we ask is, how do you feel that your situation is financially relative to what it was a year ago? And in this one, by a narrow margin, 37 to 36%, people said they were better off this year than a year ago, rather than worse off. And then the others said, a lot of people said just about the same. That's not fabulous, but it is the first time in years that we've had more people say that they are better off than they were a year ago than worse off a year ago. That's another one where it's the best reading that we've taken since 2005.
So essentially everything in the survey is trending in an upward direction, in a positive direction for the state?
Just about everything. Governor Snyder's ratings are up. President Obama's ratings were unchanged from the previous survey. But all of our indicators of consumer confidence were improved. And I think that's good news for Michigan generally. Not only does it say that people are feeling better, but if you feel better, then you're more likely to do something, to make an investment, to go spend some money, and that can have positive ripple effects throughout the economy.
I'm talking to MSU economist Dr. Charles Ballard. We're talking about the state of the state survey. Dr. Ballard, I do want to ask you about the elimination of the personal property tax on business, which is taking center stage here at the Capitol, although it looks like further action may be delayed until next year. The Michigan Municipal League apparently seems okay with the current structure of the legislation now. But in general, this argument that our Midwest neighbors don't have this tax and we simply need to get rid of it to at least be on the same ground as they are to attract business. Does that make sense to you?
It makes some sense. I think we certainly don't want to have a tax system that's way out of line with other states. But I do want to make two points. One is that the responses are likely to be small. Certainly, if you look at the 860,000 jobs that we lost in Michigan from the peak in 2000 to the bottom in 2009, most of those jobs are not cannot be explained by anything to do with our tax system. In my sense, is a very small fraction, if any, had to do with the tax system. Yes, there might be some effect, but it's not going to be huge. We did badly in the last decade because GM, Ford, and Chrysler were losing market share at a rapid clip, and then at the end of the decade, we had a once-in-a-lifetime financial crisis, not because of our business taxes. So, yes, it may be an improvement, but we shouldn't expect huge improvement. The other thing that I want to say is it's really important to replace the revenue, and I think this is where the Michigan Municipal League is very concerned, and they've tried to make sure that those revenues will be replaced, because if you let your roads turn to gravel, and if you don't have police and fire fighters available for public safety, mm-hmm. that's not a good strategy for economic development, even if you reduce taxes.
Do you think, though, at this point, the way the revenue is structured and the result of eliminating the MBT and likely the PPT soon, that things are not going to be properly balanced to bring in enough revenue?
I'm very concerned on the revenue side. I mean, for one thing, if we look back a long haul, back a few decades, we are bringing in a much smaller fraction of our economy in taxes than we used to. We have really made some massive, massive reductions, and that shows up in the fact that our roads are in bad shape. It shows up in the fact that even though we are about the same size as the North Carolina economy, they spend almost 2.5 times as much as we do on higher ed, which means that their children do not emerge from college with such huge mountains of student loan debt. There are a lot of ways in which I just don't think that we are making the investments that would be necessary. And, of course, the politics, I understand, there's a lot of anti-tax rhetoric, and nobody wants to pay taxes, and especially you want to make sure that the tax money is spent wisely.
When you look at the options in front of us, is there one that you think we should pursue for bringing in more revenue, specifically increasing a specific tax?
The one that for me is an absolute no-brainer, a complete slam dunk, is that we should extend the sales tax to services and entertainments. It's very difficult politically, but in terms of the economics, it's a complete no-brainer. It just makes no sense to have a sales tax that applies to the stuff that you buy in the hardware store, but doesn't apply to theater tickets, doesn't apply to all sorts of services and entertainments. No economist would ever knowingly design a tax that applies to half of the economy, you could have a much more efficient tax, and you could raise more revenue if you extended the tax and had everybody on a level playing field.
And in terms of reductions on the business taxes that we've seen, do you generally agree that they are necessary?
Well, the Michigan business tax was a mess. And I did not shed any tears when it went away. I am concerned that we're collecting so much less revenue that we can't make the kind of investments. But I think that if you just look at it narrowly in terms of, is our business tax system more efficient and more streamlined than it was before? Yes, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. And that in and of itself is a plus.
One last question. I know you're a big proponent of funding education. The Michigan Leaders for Business held a summit. You know, they say we need to put $100 million more into higher ed here in the state. State lawmakers say it's a great idea. Money's not there. But let me ask you, you're right there on campus. You see students, those who say, you know, tuition is high, but it's not a huge problem because we see record enrollment numbers. What is the impact that you're seeing on students that are getting out of college here, graduating, in terms of the debt that they owe on tuition?
Just because they still enroll and they still come here doesn't mean that it's a good thing to have the policies that we have. I have had the following conversation. A student isn't doing well in class, and I ask, what's going on? And the student says, well, my brother graduated with $60,000 of student loan debt, and my mom and dad said, we're not going to let that happen to you. So I'm working 40 hours a week at the 7-Eleven, and sometimes I fall asleep and I can't do my homework. Well, neither of those, a huge student loan debt mountain or working so many hours during the semester that they can't do their schoolwork, neither of those is a good option. I really think that we should support higher education a lot more than we do.
Michigan State University Professor of Economics Charles Ballard. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
And Mike, thanks to you. I always appreciate being on your program.
Sure. Great to have you. When we come back, we're going to talk about this new network that's been set up to electronically move immunization records into the Michigan Care Improvement Registry, what that will mean, if there are any potential privacy concerns, and how it's going to affect you and your family. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.